I'm Graham Pascoe. It's time to continue my music program. The last recording I played for you before the National Radio News was Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, and as I said, it was sung by Ella Fitzgerald from the motion picture version of a production called the... Cabin in the Sky, that's right. Well, in the Broadway version, another song was sung, and here's a beaut recording of the song Taking a Chance on Love by Frank Sinatra.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again, I got that grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. Brother Rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again, I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
Taking a Chance on Love, written by Howard Arlen and Yip Harburg, sung by Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra in that recording from the 1950s. In the 1950s, the musician and songwriter Norman Luboff entertained us with quite a few recordings. I'm going to play two of them now.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, tomato.
The Norman Luboff Choir sang the Gershwin composition, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. And then Arthur Lyman's band played Yellow Bird. That was written by Norman Luboff with Alan and Marilyn Bergman. I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. Ray Noble wrote The Very Thought of You. Al Bowley sang it with his orchestra in 1934. One of the movies that I can remember enjoying in my youth and many times over the years afterwards was Some Like It Hot. The stars were Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe. I didn't know, of course, that there had been a film made in 1939 with the same title. The stars of that film were Bob Hope and Shirley Ross. Frank Lesser and Burton Lane wrote some songs for that film, and here's one of them from the 1939 film, Some Like It Hot. Thank you.
if you're going my way.
Okay, Glenn, what's worrying you? Tell me the story and I'll see what I can do.
Well, I got a new gal that's a real killer diller, but I'm not so sure that she goes for Mr. Miller.
That's nothing to worry about. Man, don't you know how to go about finding out?
No, you tell me, Texas.
If there's a gleam in her eye, each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. If she can dress for a date without it waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Miller's orchestra played The Lady's in Love with You. The vocalist was the tenor saxophonist, Tex Beneke. Do you remember the days when our pop records were bought on shellac discs, 10-inch in diameter, very heavy, very breakable? And in Australia in those days, a gold record was considered to be one which sold 50,000 copies. Not too many pop records sold 50,000 copies in Australia in those days. Here's one which sold more than 100,000 copies in Australia.
Bye.
Woody Herman and his orchestra played their big-selling record, Golden Wedding.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it on your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
That was Perry Como's hit record from 1958. In fact, it topped the Australian hit parades in 1958. Catch a Falling Star, written by Lee Pockris and Paul Vance. Saturday was the anniversary of the birth of Perry Como in 1912, and what a career he had. It's more than a year since one of my friends and listeners to my program suggested that each week I might feature a particular singer whose recordings I might not normally play. And I've begun to do that sometime last year, can't remember exactly when I started, and I decided to call this little spot in my program Singer of Renown, after the renowned ABC radio broadcaster of yesteryear who presented a program of that title. And when I was thinking about whom I might choose for today's Singer of Renown, I was astonished to realise that I hadn't already selected this singer, and I refer to Dame Nellie Melba, born in Melbourne in 1861. After moving to Europe, she made a triumphant operatic debut in Paris in 1887, and then to London, and became an international celebrity. Here's a recording which was made in June 1926, by Dame Nellie Melba.
Thank you.
In that aria from Puccini's opera La Bohème, Nellie Melba, as Mimi, sang a tender farewell to her lover Rodolfo and her friends. And that was promoted as her farewell performance in London in June 1926.
Seen me, Lord. here, where the young and the gay are the best. In polished white mansions of stone, Maggie, have each found a place of rest. Is built where the birds used to play, Maggie, and join in the songs that were sung. For we sang as gay as they, Maggie, when you and I were young.
What a beaut recording of a wonderful song, When You and I Were Young, Maggie. Now, the singer was Joan Pearce with the Philharmonia Orchestra, recording from 1950. The song was written by the American composer James Austin Butterfield in 1866.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Manhattan was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a New York show called Gary Gaieties, that's right, in 1925. Ella Fitzgerald sang it with Buddy Bigman's orchestra in 1956.
was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4. Around a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. Selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5 and 10 cent store. From the 5 and 10 cent store.
Bing Crosby sang and whistled I Found a $1 million Baby. It was written back in 1931 by Harry Warren, Mort Dixon and Billy Rose, and that recording by Bing with John Scott Trotter's orchestra was from 1940. Bob Merrill wrote a lot of songs which Guy Mitchell recorded and took to the tops of the hit parades, and here's one of them.
To bring her flowers for her golden hair. Some men plow the open plain, some men sail the brine, but I'm in love with a pretty little maid. For work I have no time. She's my truly, truly fair. Truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. Oh, once I sailed from Boston Bay bound for Singapore, but one day out in a mist or so, swam right back to shore. Back to my truly fair, truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. I love she and she loves me. Pardon if I boast. At times we fight all the livelong night about who loves who the most. My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair. Soon I'm gonna marry her, love her till I die. There ain't no living on love alone, but still I'm gonna try.
Truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair.
There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair.
That was just one of Guy Mitchell's top hits from 1951, My Truly, Truly Fair, written by Bob Merrill, and Bob Merrill also had a hand in writing this one.
Come in. Well, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hatcha-do, hatcha-do. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. And spread the welcome back for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew coming, I'd have baked the cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hutch-a-do, hutch-a-do, hutch-a-do.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake, baked the cake, baked the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake.
Hutch-a-do, hutch-a-do, hutch-a-do.
If you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a hall. Great big hall.
Was Arlene Barton's hit from 1950, If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. Here's an unusual recording of Mac the Knife. That was Liberace's recording of Mac the Knife.
Just remember. remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone and without you. Maybe you'll be
So don't you let your mother know, Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Sugar Bush, what can I do? Mother's not so pleased with you. Promise me you will be true, and I'll come along with you.
We never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. We never not gonna go phone, 'cause mother isn't home. Sugar Bush, come dance with me, and let the other fellas be. Just dance the polka merrily. Sugar Bush, come dance with me.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone, 'cause mother isn't home.
Oh, chocolate, you are so sweet. Yes, yes, you I'd like to eat. If I do, oh, what a treat. Chocolate, you are so sweet.
Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so. And I will never let you go.
Now don't you let my mother know,
Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story. Remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would. You gotta give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Oh, worry, worry, weary ends my day. Comes the time to go home without my raise and pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax. Slippers there by the chair, not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story. Tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me about the birds and bees, how do you make a chicken sneeze. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home. home so late one evening last July. Played a little poker, the time had passed me by. Shoes in my hand and my darling wife in bed. Up the stairs saying a prayer, then a voice comes through the air.
Hiya there, Daddy, remember what you said. Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me how your eye got black because the doorway hit you back. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Once upon a time, I remember long ago.
Don't go back in history, your memory's kinda slow.
Stop your noisy talking till I finish with my tale. Once upon...
Upon a what?
Upon your back, you'll get a swat.
Tell me about the fish you caught, they're bigger than a whale. Tell me a story. You promised me, you said you would. You got to give in, so I'll be good.
Here's a tale you'll never forget.
Ouch, my tail's all red.
And now get up to bed.
Ah, come on, Daddy, tell me a story.
Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane and Doris Day and Jimmy Boyd sang those hits from the 50s. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'll be back, of course, next Monday for the next week's Morning Music Program.